What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation. What's going on, Jay?
Whew, man, what a crazy-ass day. I mean, the Chargers put up 34 points in the Hall of Fame game. Did you see that?
No.
Him either.
No.
Good for Trey Lance to throw the first touchdown pass of the season.
I thought...
Remember when the Cowboys got him and he was going to be the next bet?
Oh. Remember 49ers drafted him high and he's going to be the next bet?
Yeah.
He was, what, 13 for 20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he, 120 yards. That doesn't, if you have 9 yards per attempt, okay. But 9 yards per completion? No. No. That's not how that's supposed to work.
It's a lot of underneath junk.
A lot of it. DJ Ulele came in later. What do you think about him?
I never knew what to think. Like, he was so overhyped that I expected way more than when I started watching him play. I'm going, it's got to happen soon, right? Like, everybody's been telling me how good this guy. What is going on? Is that another fumble? What were you doing? Like, you're watching the TV and going, nah, baby, what is you doing out there?
You know, he is
everywhere he went.
Definition of statuesque.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He is the... statuesque quarterbacks don't make it anymore. Like Justin Herbert is not a running quarterback, but he's a very mobile quarterback.
He's athletic as all hell.
Yes. He can move around to avoid would-be tacklers.
Baker Mayfield's the same way.
Yes. Those guys can defend themselves. They can protect themselves in the pocket. They are athletes. DJ Ulele is not.
Mm-mm. But, again, who gives a rat's ass about the Hall of Fame game? I say this every year. We're so excited. It's like, football's back. And then you turn it on and go, this ain't it. And then that shows you why all the other football leagues don't work.
Somebody.
You just don't want to watch these. You can watch these guys in college and be happy about it. They all get here and you're going, I don't want to watch this.
A friend of mine, Rachel, she put on social media. I forget what outlet. Football is back. The football is officially back. I'm like, no, it ain't.
It's official.
It ain't officially back.
Mm. Not until we get all the players we want to see out there, not just... And with all due respect to the guys that are fighting for a position on the team, I get all that. But I ain't...
I want to see it.
I don't need to come out and watch you practice every day to see if you make the team.
I don't... I mean, I hope you make the team. And if you do, I'll see you when you make the team.
And then we'll talk about you.
Yeah.
But, again, yesterday was just such a busy, busy day with the MLB trade deadline. Did you take anything specific away from it? Not even just with the Orioles, but
overall.
See
Mike Yastrzemski going to the Royals. I didn't have that on my bingo card.
I don't know why that happened.
I don't. Yeah, I'm like,
I mean, it's two teams that are out of it, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, the Giants, they're not getting back in it, I don't think. I really like that Giants team in the beginning, and then it just
fizzled.
Yep.
Yeah, the Royals right now are 9.5 game back in their division, and they're only 3.5 games back of the wild card. So, yeah.
It's
but
crazy.
I just didn't. What does he? I don't get that trade. When I saw that, I'm like, am I reading that right? And I went on because it was quick. Then I went on X to see if I read that right, and I read that right. I'm like, okay, well, good luck. I don't see it.
Right. I mean, look, to me, that's just moving around chairs on the Titanic. None of that matters. Like, the other stuff that was really interesting to me yesterday is if you get on social media, you realize all the people that know everyone in the minor leagues and whether trades were good or not. It's amazing, man. Yeah. It's amazing.
Somebody asked me about one of the Orioles trades yesterday. I'm like, yeah, my mic cut out. One of the Orioles trades yesterday, and I'm like, I don't know those guys. I said, I can BS you and read what somebody wrote about them, but that's like, I know the Orioles. You're asking me, think about this. There are 30 teams in baseball. Each of them have at least three levels. That's 90 teams. So you're asking me to know about 120 teams, counting the 30 teams in MLB. Ask me about the Orioles minor leaguers. Ask me about the top minor leaguers from other teams in baseball. We good. When you start asking me about the number 17 ranked prospect of another,
and people
I don't
get caught
know.
Up in those numbers too. It's
yeah,
like,
I mean, nothing.
Well, let me just say this. So, would you agree with me that I'd say Steve Molesky probably knows more about the minor leagues than most guys?
Steve Molesky has forgotten more about the minor leagues than most guys,
and he doesn't know the players they traded for. He's got to look them up and
exactly.
research them because it's impossible to know all these guys. Like when we have Steve Barnhart on from the Baseball Factory, and we bring up guys from all around the league, like he knows these players because he watched them come through in high school.
That's
and
his
college.
Job. That's all he does.
Yes. And when it comes to the minor, there's no other sport that's like this. In the NBA, you get drafted. You pretty much are going to the league.
Right.
They have a G League now. Well, you don't know any of the G League players.
But if you did want to know the G League players, there's only one team per team. Well, not even every team has a team in the G League.
Mm-hmm.
In baseball, there are at least three levels for every franchise before you get to the fourth level.
Yeah.
At least three.
And my favorite thing was like reading people going, I don't even know who that guy is. What a terrible trade. Well, if you don't know who he is, how do you know it's a
exactly.
terrible trade?
Exactly.
Like people were going nuts over Ramon and going, they got the 37th pick. The guy got hurt last year and pitched, what, three innings, and he's been great this year. He's in low A.
Yeah.
And the thing that I just really want to stress before we get to like all the, I know we're going to talk about the Orioles trades and all that, and I'm just talking about in baseball, period.
Yeah.
When you look at what the Orioles did, what the Marlins did, we can look at what the Padres did in just a second because everybody is like, oh, my God, they're all in. It's so great. And
it's not so great. It's not so great.
We'll get to that in a second.
They're going back to what they did a couple of years ago, just collecting bodies.
So when you look at the trade deadline and you see all these moves and people are going, oh, great, we stocked the farm system. How do you get players at the trade deadline? What did people trade for the players that they got? Oh, they traded farm pieces, right? So, again, this might end up being you got players from Cedric Mullins that in that trade, and you got players from...
What was Adam Jones?
Whoever. Soto in that trade. You could take those players and then
Chris
turn it
Tillman?
Into something else.
What was Dean Kramer? These are all farm pieces. What was Kyle Bradish?
Kyle Bradish was like the... What was he, the 30th ranked prospect when they got him?
But these were all farm pieces, though, Jeremy.
The thing that makes me laugh is the one thing that people that hate Elias tell me is like, yeah, he's a good scout. What do you think he's doing with these players that he's picking up? It's just
I don't. Well, one thing I do question, though, and I hope he's okay, is Ramon Urias. Because when he was traded, there was a big injury at third base. And then after that, they traded for Carlos Correa. Now, all the reports that I'm hearing is that they traded for Correa to play third. I'm hoping that's not what's going to happen.
Well, you hope.
Because that puts Urias back into a similar role that he was here. And that's a utility player. I was hoping that he would be there for an everyday player.
It's almost like you traded a utility player and they said, yeah, you're a utility player and that's how we're going to use you. 100%. For all the people, oh my God, I can't believe we lost this guy. I can't believe we traded that. I saw so many people that were saying trade everyone, and then when they start trading all the expiring contracts or guys that have one more year left on their deal, they're like, I can't believe they're doing this. What? Are you talking out of both sides of your mouth?
You need a hug, Jeremy.
No, I just like this part of the year gets so annoying with all the geniuses out there that know all these players. We do this for a living, and we don't know. We got to look these guys up.
Yeah. But I'm gonna tell you I don't know him. I don't know the dude. We can look him up together.
I don't know
an opinion.
I don't know how many 6'7" plus pitchers they got that sling it at about 100 miles an hour. One of the kids they got in the trade threw 104.5 on the radar gun. Now it's probably
I'm waiting for 105.7. That'd be my favorite pitch. Hey, we're giving out shovels at 7 o'clock, and I'm letting you know right now, Jeremy, I'm throwing company shade in my shovel at 7 o'clock. Company shade.
All right.
But on the other side, more reaction to the Orioles' deadline moves, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Michael Elias and company, very, very busy yesterday. Jeremy gone. Cedric Mullins gone to the New York Mets. Ramon Laureano, along with Ryan O'Hearn, going to the San Diego Padres yesterday. Two players that we expected would go. Your thoughts on that move? Because we talked about this. We talked about the Cedric move, didn't we? Or we did not?
No. We didn't.
That happened yesterday?
It happened after we
left. Okay, let's go to Cedric then. Cedric to the Mets.
Yeah, I think it's a thing of beauty is a joy forever. My man John Keats said that. Hey, look, I'm happy for Ced that he gets to go be in a pennant race.
Yep, me too.
And I think it's great. I will be pulling for the Mets. It's easy to pull for them. I'm not pulling for the Dodgers. I'm not pulling for – there's no other National League teams that really jump out at you, but I'd like to see Ced have some big postseason moments. With the other trade, yeah, they got six players back. Like, I started thinking maybe they were going to keep Ramon Laureano, but when you get the kid Boston in that deal.
Yeah, yeah, Bateman.
You got the, the Padres' second, third, and fourth round picks from last year? You kidding me?
Yeah.
And I love when people are going, oh, great, we have a great farm system. Guys, please stop with this nonsense. This isn't like other sports. It's nothing like any other sport. You know, the college football playoffs and the college football season, that's the minor leagues for the NFL.
Yep.
But you enjoy watching it because it's set up differently. This, you don't watch any of these guys play unless you go out to a minor league game or unless you knew who it was or you heard his name somewhere. Like, people are praising the Padres for what they did. You know they might have just traded the equivalent of Manny Machado to go get a closer. Mm. The kid DeVries that they have, Leo DeVries, the 18-year-old Dominican ball player, they think he's going to be an absolute stud, and now the Athletics slide him into that young core that they have. But the Orioles getting back six players and getting back all these guys, people are getting caught up in the numbers in the farm system. How young are some of these guys? This is the problem I have when people look at baseball, because what everybody wanted to do is what the Padres did. You've got the goose that lays the golden egg, but you're hungry, so you want to eat it. Instead of letting it allow those golden eggs to keep coming. And the Padres, if they don't win this year, they are toast for a long time.
I like Tyson Nabors, the one pitcher they got, just based on what I'm reading up on him. Mid-90s fastball, tops out at 98 miles an hour fastball. That tells me everybody loves the 100 mile an hour fastball. That's a Tommy John surgery waiting to happen. I like the mid-90s, top out at 98. That's more controllable. ERA under 2 this year. K rate of 37.7 and A-plus and double-A ball this year. And again, what I'm reading up on him.
And they got rid of zero core players.
Like what I'm hearing about him. He intrigues me as well. He's the number, what was it, number 7 prospect or something with them? No, well, the number 12 prospect with them. I like what I'm hearing. Yeah, Boston Bateman, Tyson Nabers, to me, are the two stars of that trade. I know I hear good things about the kid, Victor Figueroa. He's a utility player, infield to outfield. I hear good things about him. But I love what I'm hearing about Bateman and Nabers, two pitchers.
See, the thing is with like the guys that you're getting, and we just don't know what they're going to become, because even in the trades that Elias has made, like fans have looked at it and go, oh, this guy has a 6-run ERA, and then he becomes Yennier Cano. Or who's Bradish? Oh, you know who he is now.
Like again, Bradish is who you thought Dylan Bundy would be, and he got traded for Dylan Bundy.
Yeah.
And he became, but you know what? Dylan Bundy didn't work out, so let's trade him. And get the guy we thought Dylan Bundy would be.
I love that everybody's going, man, the Orioles should have done what the Padres did. So you don't want Jackson Holliday, Kobe Mayo, and Sam Bassaio.
That's what they did.
You wanted to go get players. Everybody's so starved for a World Series, not realizing if you build it right, you have a chance to win the World Series year after year after year. But people make it seem like if you go all in, then that means you're going to win. You know how many teams have went all in and not gotten a sniff? Well, you can look at the Padres the past 15 years.
Yeah, the Padres, to me, they always... They always just go around getting pieces.
Can I talk about A.J. Preller?
Those pieces don't work together a lot.
Here's,
yeah, go ahead.
Here's A.J. Preller, who is the Padres GM. These are the players he's traded, going along with Emmanuel Clase and Brent Rooker. This was before Clase was a degenerate gambler. He traded Trey Turner, James Wood, Max Fried, Josh Naylor, Andres Munoz, Mackenzie Gore, David Bednar, C.J. Abrams, Xavier Edwards, Zach Eflin, Hunter Renfroe, Leo DeVries, which is the kid I was talking about. And then there's a handful of other guys that are bullpen pieces in here. He has blown things up wherever he's gone. It's like, we got to win now. We got to win now. It's great when it works out, like for the Rams. But had the Rams not won the Super Bowl that year, what would we be saying? You wasted all those players and draft picks you had for this? So, again, if it works out for the Padres, hat tip. If it doesn't, you get destroyed, and now your team sucks for the next 5 years.
Immediately, my reaction to the Padres is they won the trade. That's the immediate reaction.
Not for
me. But if they don't, as you say, win now, then what do? Do you re-sign Ron O'Hearn? I don't know if that's a good move for them. Fortunately, you have an option on Ramon Laureano.
I think that's why you got the kid Boston, Bateman, because Laureano's in that deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you get an extra year with him. But again, like...
And if that was the kicker, then hats off to you. I'd love Laureano, but if that gave you Boston, I'm okay with that.
I think the only team that traded more pieces away than the Orioles may have been the Twins. Do you know how many players the Twins have under contract at the major league level next year?
Mm-hmm.
2.
Really?
Byron Buxton and there's a starting pitcher. Maybe it's Joe Ryan.
Okay.
Or no, Pablo Lopez. That's who they have under contract.
They didn't trade Joe Ryan?
No, they didn't trade Joe Ryan, but you have some arbitration years and things like that. But the only two guys under contract are those two. They've literally moved.
So you're not counting arbitration?
No.
Yeah, okay.
But again, like this is something where you see they blew that up. I don't know that they blew up their core, but they were talking about pieces in that. And I don't even know what the Twins' core is, because if we start talking about their great players like Buxton and Royce, they're always hurt. You know, they did get out from under that Carlos Correa contract and getting him off to the Astros. But ultimately, it was a fun trade deadline. There were so many things that came down. There was so much misinformation out there. The other thing that was happening, I even saw it with one of the guys that supposedly covers the Orioles. I don't know what he covers them as. Put out some fake trade between Adley Rutschman or the Orioles and trading Rutschman to the Padres. Where'd you get that? You're the only guy in the entire world that had that. You got that? That happened? Oh, yeah, talk stalled. No, you made it up. Talks didn't stall. Like, there's just so much misinformation out there.
What do you think about Orioles acquiring Dietrich Innes?
I mean, again, I don't know what these guys are going to be. They're young minor league players, and we have
Innes isn't young.
Who?
From Detroit. Didn't they get the guy Dietrich Innes?
Dietrich Ennis spent the last 3 years in Korea and Japan. He's pitched like 6 games this year.
Yeah.
Well, that's
before. I think he's just an arm that you got that you need right now.
That
was one they threw in late for cash considerations.
Did he open up this year for the Tigers? Was he an opener for them?
He's expected to be a bullpen arm for us.
Okay, but I think he was an opener for them.
Yeah, he was open for them, but for us, he'd be.
It's Ennis. E-N-N-S.
Ennis or Ennis?
Ennis. It's Dietrich Ennis. E-N-N-S.
It's Dietrich? Dedrick and Ness? Who's, no, but.
Oh, you said Ness.
Like a wise person once said, who?
Yeah. Okay.
Who he play for?
Us.
Oh, great.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up, man?
Hey, well, I mean, you can call it a retooling. It's not a gutting and all. But I just have a hard time believing that unless we do some things in the offseason, going into next season, we have less talent and a less talented team going into next season. I find it hard to believe we've done.
No, we're not.
We've improved.
We are not,
okay,
man.
Mike, let's for the sake of argument, let's say we are a less talented team. The team that right now is 50-59. You're bellyaching over a team that's 50-59, getting rid of players. You're not bellyaching over a team that's 59-50. They're 50-59. It didn't work. So why do you want to keep the band together for one that has no hits? What's the purpose?
It's not even the band. You're talking about the group that they're using when they go record. It's the studio recording band in there. That's the one that they moved all those expiring contracts, except for two.
But even by his theory, I don't understand why you're so eager to put that back together and it didn't work.
No. What I'm saying is that coming into this year, you know, like y'all picked them to go to World Series. Coming to this year on paper, the way we were looking, we were very talented team. It didn't work out. We got a trouble record. But going into next year, we're gonna be not a good team.
How do you know? So between now and next April, they do nothing.
If they do nothing between now and April, they really going to stink next year.
Why would they do nothing? That's what I'm saying. I really don't understand your argument.
But even Mike saying they have to do so much more than what they did. No, they have to retool the bullpen. That's it. And again, maybe they go make a move for another starting pitcher. But we went over what they have now. Who knows what happens with Eflin? They give him the qualifying offer. He walks. You get a first-round pick. You don't know what to expect from Grayson. Bradish will be back next year. Kramer's coming back next year. You have Trevor Rogers right now under contract. You don't know what else they're going to do and who else is going to make it. Basayo's going to be here next year.
You're making a call saying if they do nothing on a team that's doing something now, what makes you think that they would? I don't understand that part of the argument. Well, if they don't do anything, well, you're complaining about that's what he said.
No, he said they're going to be worse going into this year than they were last year.
And at the end of the conversation, he said if they do nothing. Well, they're doing something.
But at the beginning of the conversation, he said they have to do even more. And that's not necessarily true. They have, like, people that are talking about the core of this team, none of them got traded. Zero core players. Like, what are you talking about?
Shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, do you think the O's received as much value for their trade pieces that they could have? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Trade deadline is behind us as of 12-plus hours ago. Orioles active to the final, down to the final hour, honestly. I thought they were done, and the Detroit deal was announced, and they just kept going. We give out shovels at 7 o'clock, but right now, looking at what they received, do you think they got top value for what they gave away?
I do. I mean, you know, you're – all the prospects that you got back, and yeah, I don't need to hear from people saying, oh, great, we've got a great farm system, understanding that the farm system is basically everything you have. It's all the ingredients that you need to get what you want. If you traded for whatever, I don't know what the exact number is after the stuff that was thrown with the Tigers, but let's say you got, whatever, 15 prospects back. You can then use those prospects and trade them or develop them, and there's so many things that can happen. For what they had and not getting rid of any core pieces, I love what they did. It's what you were supposed to do. You had a season that went awry. You didn't expect this. You had all these injuries. Okay, you hated the offseason. They didn't make the right trades. They did everything they should, and they got the right pieces back by stocking the farm system and not trading for something for right now.
Yeah, what gets me is people who don't like what they did in the offseason. And again, I go back to Mike in Baltimore, Carl, you know, at the end of the conversation and say, well, if they don't do this, well, it's clearly what they had didn't work. The combination, the recipe that they put together just didn't work. Now, the core players, you're talking about, I talked to a friend of mine last night. He's like, you know, depressed over what they gave away. I said, they have more all-star. They kept more all-star appearances than the ones they gave away. There are more All-Star appearances remaining in this organization than ones they gave away. So if you don't like what they did in the offseason, why are you so upset with what they're doing now? What we did in the offseason, we didn't put it together right, so what do we do? Do we keep, you know, sulking over that? Or do we redo this thing? We have the core players to put together the right pieces around them. What we put around them didn't work. On top of the injuries that we had. We had a slew of injuries. You traded away. My only thing is you traded away one of the players who hadn't been on the IL all year, and O'Hearn, but I knew he had to get traded. You had two players, O'Hearn and Jackson, who have not been on the IL this year. One of them's gone now. But other than that, you're not getting major league ready talent for the players that you traded. Because you wouldn't give major league ready talent for the players that you traded. You're not getting a guy that's starting in center field or left field right now in exchange for Cedric Mullins. You're not doing that.
No, you're. I mean, you have expiring contracts, and a handful of those guys had an extra year with a club option. The Ramon Laureano deal is a sweetheart deal if he puts up numbers next year like he did this year, right? It's you're getting a gamble. But the other problem that we see when we look at these types of deals of the same people that are bitching about the trades that they just made were the same people that wanted them to trade Jackson Holliday and Basayo and Mayo last year.
They wanted them to do what San Diego just did.
Which is, I love when I go read all these writers like, San Diego's all in and they're showing you. These are great trades. They overpaid for everything. Like what the A's got for Mason Miller was ridiculous.
Right.
And on the flip side, you got to look at the Pirates and go, fire their GM. He's an idiot. The same thing in San Francisco. You guys traded Camila Duvall and you traded Bednar, and you could have gotten something similar to what the Padres gave up. Instead, you get less than. The Yankees didn't give up any top prospects and bolstered the hell out of their bullpen. They might have the best bullpen in baseball.
They did what the Orioles did last year. We're going to get some pieces that we need, but we're not giving away anything. Let's go to Joyce in D.C.
They got some big pieces.
What's up, Joyce?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
So, I wish we'd kept Laureano. I wish we'd kept Mullins, but that's my heart talking. And I just think that, I'm no expert. A lot of fans aren't. But I guess with the rebuild starting 2019, 2020, the trades may be great. They may, bear fruit, but folks are just kind of disappointed. I think that's, they may express it differently, but it's just a little disappointing that we're, not in those years where we continue to win.
It's fine to be disappointed, but when you start throwing shade at ownership that's owned the team for 1 year, or the GM that's done all these other things and nobody wants to give him credit for anything, again, I'll go back to it. That kid Basayo that everybody's excited seeing, we're not getting him if Elias isn't here. We're not getting a lot of the players we got. And the fact of the matter is, and what drives me nuts about this all the time, is that you're looking at a situation where a team was going through the rebuild, right? They came through it. What was ownership like during the rebuild? What could they spend? What could they trade? We already heard about trades when Peter Angelos was running the team where he's like, yeah, go ahead and make the deal. And then you get the deal done and go to him. And he goes, no, I don't want to do it now. And fans have to, and I get it. It's the fandom. Like, I love Cedric Mullins the same way everybody else does. Ryan O'Hearn's great. Good guy. You love him in the clubhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can improve in both of those positions, and both of their contracts were expiring. It made perfect sense to move all these guys.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
What a day yesterday, man. I had to talk Dustin off the ledge yesterday, man. He was so pissed. We're going to Chicago this weekend.
What was he pissed about?
He was like, oh, he was pissed about Ramon Urias trade. You heard that in the morning.
Well, you were pissed too. And it sounds like the Astros are going to make him a utility player because they know what Ramon is. He's a utility player.
Yeah, I mean, but the guy, man, I ain't trying to go back towards that conversation because, man, it is what it is now.
Because you lose that one every time. That's what it is.
Hey, Rob, imagine not working in series this weekend too, man.
I'm mad too. I'm upset too. I am going to Chicago for the White Sox, but I wanted that Cubs series.
Yeah, man. After tomorrow's game, it's an early game tomorrow. For all them early games, we're going down to the south side, take a little trip to Old Block.
Well, listen, let us live through you. Make sure you put everything except fights,
Rashawn,
on social media.
I need you to do one thing. You and Dustin are going?
Yeah.
I need you to do one thing. You need to go into a Chicago bar and order a shot of Malort and try it.
Malort?
Yeah, it's called a Chicago handshake. When you go to Chicago, you're supposed to have it. All right.
It ain't nothing weird, man. Don't let me go in the bar. And,
Hold on.
Oh, like this is the first time you've gone in the bar with something weird.
Yeah, you've gone home with something weird out of the bar. So what are you talking about? No, it is. I don't know how to put this. It's the worst tasting alcohol in the history of alcohol, but you should do it once just to try it if you're going to Chicago.
That's like you telling me to go to Iceland and eat some what that stuff they use in Iceland. You said that
what
dead whale or rotten?
Oh, they have rotten, shark fin and shark, what is it?
Rotten shark,
fermented shark.
Rotten yeah. shark.
I didn't tell you to eat that. That stuff's nasty.
This is
This is a shot of alcohol, and your taste buds get attacked. It tastes like you're eating flowers, but you have to do it if you're going to Chicago. Ask about it when you get there.
Let's go to Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Oh, well, how you doing, Larry?
I'm saying everybody panicking by the time of the season. I knew it was going to go like this from the start. No pitching. I go, all they do you need pitchers. Burns, Rodriguez, and Brash. That's why they're in a hole like they are.
The pitching? They weren't hitting. The pitching's been fine.
Pitching ain't been fine. You know that.
The pitching hasn't been fine?
No.
Okay. Okay. You point out where? So Trevor Rogers hadn't been good? Charlie Morton hadn't been good?
Good, but you know what I mean. He's not the real deal.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you knew that. So I didn't know that you knew that because I didn't know it.
Hey, Larry, thanks for the phone call, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Shovels at 7 o'clock, but we're going to go around MLB, get reactions to the big deal before the deadline. Up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
I want to go to HR.
Why?
Because when Maria Dennis just reported that all the watermelons hit the road, mm-hmm. Joe specifically looked at me and said, "Did you hear that, Rob?"
Ooh.
He specifically looked
wow,
at me.
Wow, man, you're really said, trying to piss
he
me off.
He specifically looked at me and said, "Did you hey, just Joe. Heard him say, did you hear that?"
Yeah.
He Joe, specifically looked at me and asked me that.
Joe, real quick in your ear, I'm going to tell you the song that was on Rob's TikTok the other day. Hang on.
I've sent that thing to our group chat yesterday saying, playful ribbing with your friends is a great way to connect. And now he's just going to say anything off the top.
You know
because
not,
I love you.
You know what's not playful ribbing? Insinuating someone's a racist.
So, but why would he ask me if I heard that? Did you hear that, Rob?
Yeah, Joe.
Yes,
I like
I heard
watermelon.
I don't.
I like pig's feet. I like hog mauls. Maybe I don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I watched my grandfather eat a pig's foot once, a pickled pig's foot, sucking on the knuckle of that thing. I'm trying to get every bit of it out. I'm like, what in the hell? I told you the
story. Let me ask you this. Is there meat in pig feet?
I don't know.
Hear me out. Full disclosure, when I was a kid, yeah, we ate it. West Baltimore, Northern Bentlow, yeah, we had the pig feet. I had all that. I had pig ears before.
I grew up with pig ears. Then she said, "Bigger pig,
the pig." Oh, my you heard what I said before I said it. So why you ask me that? But you know, when you get older, you realize, you know, health, and you start seeing all these people in your family with health problems, and they got to start cutting these food, the food out. And I'm like, okay, well, if your health issues mean you got to cut that food out, let me go ahead and cut it off at the path and cut that food out now.
I told so my
eliminated from my diet.
My grandfather, both my grandparents were old hillbillies, but the one that I had that was married to my grandmother that I loved to death, not my grandfather just passed. He was a special kind of special. Like, he would drink an entire case of Schaefer beer Ooh. On a drive to West Virginia. I mean, while he's driving.
From where?
He'd have from here.
From Baltimore? So okay.
It's a 4.5 hour drive. It would take him 6.5 hours because he'd have to stop to piss 10 times.
How much is in a case? Just curious.
Was it 30? Is it 34?
No, he's 24 back then.
Oh, but he I don't know if he was drinking the cube.
Either one is a lot of beer.
Well, but he would have his road sodas and just be hammering them on the way down, and you hear, boom, and he'd let out a belch. Well, at my brother's
road sodas.
At my brother's first wedding, look at this white trash. Every one of us in our family gets married twice, so good luck to my brother.
Your brother's first wedding?
His first.
Was that his cousin or
no,
his
not
aunt?
Yet.
Okay.
We realized we weren't supposed to marry our cousins. We could only date them. Except for one person in our family who actually did marry a cousin. Anyway, let me get to this point, because at this wedding, and I think it'd be fair to say both of our first weddings were relatively white trash, right?
Okay.
I think it was at a VFW, and my grandfather sat out up front while they roasted a pig overnight. And then somebody comes to my grandfather sitting out in his essence and just pounding beers, sweating, stanking, just everything, and goes, "Hey, is the pig done?" He goes, "Let me check." And he takes out like a little ball peen hammer. Whack! Hits it right on top of the skull, pulls out some brains, throws some hot sauce on it, and goes, "Not yet." And I went, "How do you know? What is that? Why would you do that?" He just didn't care. He would chase us around with beef tongue in his mouth, like the whole cow's tongue after he boiled it. He'd chase us in the house with it. He ate weird stuff. But it's like, hillbillies don't find anything. You want to eat some raccoon? Don't eat raccoon. They don't care.
See, I learned not to, you know, you don't hunt anything you're not going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So friends of mine down south asked me, did I want to go raccoon hunting? I'm not eating a raccoon. No, I'm not going hunting. If I hunt a deer, I'll do that. I'll eat a deer.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the hell out of a deer. Well, I'm not eating a raccoon. And I don't even like the way they asked me.
I thought you were going to say, eat the ass out of a deer.
I don't like the way they asked me. Jeremy, we talked off air since we completely ruined this segment. We talked off air. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Rob's like, "You seem angry today. You seem off."
And
I probably am. I mean, I got, like I said, I got my surgery coming up on Monday. I did not sleep last night. Well, I was here before you. I think I walked in when...
Which never happened.
Joe was here. Yeah, I just couldn't...
Well, I had a tree also that was down that I didn't go around.
But like, I woke up at, I don't know how many times last night. I woke up at 3 a.m. and just stayed up. I was laying in bed and I'm like, you know what? What am I doing? I'll just get to work. It's my last day of work for at least 2 weeks. That I know of, depending on how long this recovery takes. But for people that haven't heard, I know I've been talking about it ad nauseum. I have a major throat surgery on Monday for sleep apnea. My throat closes from side to side. So it is as bad as it sounds. They're going to shave down the inside of my throat. They're going to remove my tonsils. And I'm on like a liquid diet for like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
And I think subconsciously you were a little... frazzled when you came in.
What do you mean, little?
I think you were. So.
I don't.
I took a walk down the hall, thinking, "I'm gonna approach him about this. I just don't know how I'm gonna do it." And I came back in. I said, "You know what, F it. Yeah, Jeremy."
He said, "How long I known you?" I was like, "All right, what'd I do? What the hell did I say? I'm not the one that brought up the watermelon truck. That was Joe.
That was Joe. In your defense,
yeah.
Let's go out to Patrick. Let's go to Patrick in Westminster. What's up, Patrick?
Man, how'd I know I was going to get picked now after that whole thing?
Sorry, man.
So, guys, the answer to the question y'all had earlier, and Jeremy, I'm going to clap back a little bit on one thing you were saying before the break.
Go ahead.
I genuinely agree with most of the pontificating that you do over the course of this season, but our pitching has been bad this year. Like, we're bottom five in ERA in the league, most of that driven by starters. You and I have had discussions earlier this season about, like, the Saganos and the Mortons. Like, we were throwing darts and hoping for the best with both of those, if we're all being honest, with coming off the offseason. But the answer to the question as far as this trade deadline, to me, it's undetermined still, right? Like, I've never had any issues with Elias and Sig's ability to build the farm system, to identify talent, and to kind of set us up for a long window in the future. The question I still have with Elias, and I agree with what you guys are saying, none of the core got traded. Everybody that we dealt over these last few weeks is exactly who I expected to get dealt. And I could even make the argument that I would have loved to have seen some of them get dealt a little earlier, maybe last offseason, like I said, like an O'Hearn, like guys like that. With that being said, what I want to see now is, okay, we kept the core. Check. Love that. Now that we have the core identified, like, kind of to your point, Rob, like, we missed last offseason, in my opinion, as far as putting guys around the core.
And I think they know that, Patrick.
So now the reason I say undetermined is, like, all right, core's still here. What are we going to do now? We've reloaded the farm system, granted not with, like, the top-tier talent that we had when we still had Mayo and Holiday and all those guys still down there. But, like, what is the next move to re-inject pieces around the core? Because I don't want to see us get stuck in a position again like I feel like we did for a little while.
I'll say this, Patrick, for the sake of time. I can't predict the future. But I think there's some real hard conversations going on, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. I think they've gone on already. I think they will continue to go on. And I don't think you'll see they won't repeat the moves or the lack thereof that they made in the offseason. I don't think so. I think there have been some real conversations had.
Yeah, and again, like, we've talked about what's available in the offseason. I still think there's another trade coming in the offseason to get something that they want.
Absolutely.
It didn't happen at the trade deadline. But the other thing I would say about starting pitching, just to kind of reiterate and go back to what he was saying, was if you look at the ERA, yes, the Orioles are ranked like 25th overall in ERA. But don't get it twisted. When you look from 25 to 15, they're separated by fractions. The Mets have an ERA right around what the Orioles have. And if you look at it after April, and I know that's a big thing because Charlie Morton stunk in April.
Dean Kramer, yeah.
But Sagano was good in April. He's not good now, or hasn't been, that you can talk about his last couple starts. But you'd have to say three-fifths of your rotation being Rogers, Kramer, and Morton towards the end of the year, and I can't believe I'm saying Morton, you felt comfortable with those guys going out there. And they had their ERA after April was like 5.55, and they lowered it a full run since then. So that's why I'm saying, am I telling you our starting pitching is great? No. If I asked you why they're losing this year, would you say pitching or hitting?
Hitting. Runners in scoring position.
What did I say at the beginning
of the year? Runners in scoring position.
I said pitching, and I changed because it's been the hitting. The hitting's been dreadful outside of this past weekend.
Who are you giving a shovel to, Jeremy?
I mean, I want to give it to one of the teams that made some just crazy-ass things happen yesterday, and I do think one GM should absolutely be fired.
Shovel's up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.